One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're gloomy.
No.
It's a gloomy day.
It is a gloomy day, but I'm fired up.
Why are you fired up?
I'm fired up.
You farted up?
I'm fired up from karaoke last night.
Oh, I love karaoke. That was fun.
Karaoke'd with our dear friend Abby Trot, who you'll know from episode
Shinda Ushi. Dead Cows.
Dead Cows. She helped us sing our Enka song. She was in town with her boyfriend Hector, and we went and did karaoke, and it was very good.
It was very good.
And I can ride that karaoke high for like 48 hours straight.
Just sets you right off for the week.
Yeah, it really does. I don't know. It's just like such a lovely communal experience, and it just makes you feel close to people.
So you know how there are really random karaoke songs sometimes? You're like, how did that ever become a karaoke song?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a world in which
I know you're
a
going
song
with this.
Salad song will be on the list at a karaoke parlor ever?
If there is any that it will probably be last week's.
Probably.
Yeah.
About the Time Lords.
Yes, about the Time Lord. The Time Lord rock song.
Maybe for bonus content someday I can release some instrument-only tracks that people can send us their karaoke renditions of our songs on.
Oh, my God. Some karaoke covers.
Karaoke covers of our song salad extravaganzas.
That sounds amazing.
Well, what is a song salad, Shannon?
A song salad is a random topic from Wikipedia combined with a random music genre to make a short song.
And the music genre is from our wonderfully compiled list of genres that we randomize ourselves.
We need to name this database.
The grocery store.
That's perfect.
The produce section.
The produce section.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the produce section.
It's great. I think you came through with that.
Well,
so
I also
hard.
Just came back from the grocery store in real life. So it was on the brain.
So if you hadn't just come back from the grocery store, you would have just like looked around your room and been like, the bookshelf.
Table.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And we get the randomly generated genre and topic by spinning the salad spinner, which is a suggestion from you for us to make fools of ourselves.
Yes. It's a sound effect or a noise or an impression that you make
this
us
week's
do.
This week's is an impression.
It is.
It's from Autumn Clark. She says the salad spinner should be Lin-Manuel Miranda talking in his sleep.
Awesome. Thank you, Autumn Clark. If you want to submit your own salad spinner suggestion, you can find us on Twitter at SongSaladCast or send us an email, SongSaladPodcast@gmail.com, or an audio submission like Matt McDonough.
So many options.
Yes.
So, Lin-Manuel Miranda talking in his sleep.
Okay. So, you know Lin.
Yeah.
Have you ever done an actual impression of Lin, like even as like a
no.
joke?
No. Never.
Okay.
But today's a good day to start.
It's always a good day to start. Okay. I'm going to make you go first on this one, though.
Okay. I just have to think about like what Lin would be dreaming about.
Yeah, what's he thinking about?
Because his mind is so active in everyday life.
Yeah.
Are his dreams equally as active, or
is he dreaming about...
Does he dream about
having to
boring,
sit for a second?
Boring things.
Yeah.
Let's go with that idea.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6. It took 6 seconds for that paint to dry.
You're very dumb.
I know. Quick drying paint, too.
Yeah, very quick. Spin.
Bolero.
Ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba.
Different bolero.
Oh.
So there is a song by Ravel called
yes.
Bolero.
Indeed.
That is an orchestral piece. This is not that.
Bum.
Yep. This is you can keep going. No. This is the slow tempo Latin music genre and its associated dance. There are Spanish and Cuban forms, which are both significant and which have separate origins. The term is also used for some art music. In all its forms, the bolero has been popular for over a century.
Great.
I love Wikipedia qualifying that. They're like, it doesn't matter where it came from or what it is. It's all popular.
It's all been popular for over a century.
It stands the test of time, Lord.
So in Spain, it was a 3-4 dance. Mm-hmm. So that means like waltz time, basically, right?
Yeah, slow waltz time.
Yeah. And it originated in the late 18th century, a combination of the contradanza and the sevillana.
So something from Seville and something that's anti-dance?
Anti-dance? The non-dance.
Know. Not worth clicking on.
Yeah.
In Cuba, the bolero was perhaps the first great Cuban musical and vocal synthesis to win universal recognition. Hmm. It's in 2-4 time, two beats to the bar, and the dance music spread to other countries, leaving behind what Ed Morales, whoever that is, has called the most popular lyric tradition in Latin America.
Oh, interesting.
Fun.
The Cuban bolero tradition originated in Santiago de Cuba in the last quarter of the 19th century. It does not. Wow. Italicized. You don't see that a lot
it's
on
like
Wikipedia.
It's like Wikipedia is snapping at us.
Yeah, it does is not. Oh, its origin. To the Spanish music and the song of the same name. So I guess we'll have to make a decision. Do we want to do a Spanish bolero or a Cuban bolero? Yeah. In the 19th century, there grew up. Oh, God, that's a weird sentence construction. In the 19th century, there grew up in Santiago de Cuba a group of itinerant musicians who moved around earning their living by singing and playing the guitar. Hmm. Pepe Sanchez is known as the father of the trova style and the creator of the Cuban bolero. Untrained, but with remarkable natural talent, he composed numbers in his head and never wrote them down.
Wow.
As a result, most of those numbers are now lost. Yeah, that's what happens, Pepe. But but 24 or so survive because friends and students wrote them down.
Cool.
He was the model and teacher for the great trovadores who followed.
Let's check out trova.
Yeah.
So I guess they're sort of like traveling songsters, sort of like balladeers, but in Cuba. They would sing songs of their own composition or of others of the same kind, accompany themselves on the guitar, and deal poetically with the song, whatever that means.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The definition fits best the singers of boleros and less well the Afro-Cubans singing funky sones or even guac. Okay, I'm not going to do that. It's fine.
So it's not really another genre, but it's
no,
like
it's like a type of musician.
Yeah, but it says it's one of the great roots of the Cuban musical tree. Does that just mean like the source? That,
yeah, I guess so. I guess like these trovadores were the ones who brought bolero around Cuba and Latin America. So huh.
Very
trova is like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's saying like a wandering minstrel and minstrel music, you know, mm-hmm. Trovadores and trova.
Okay, that's sure. Cool. So it kind of sounds like. It kind of sounds like the Cuban one is a little more robust.
I would think so.
Yeah, there's a lot more information on it, especially because now there's like a big section on the Wikipedia article about the spread of it in Latin America and the different fusions that bolero
even
had.
The spread to Vietnam apparently became popular in Vietnam.
Wow. Okay.
Obviously, as we mentioned, there is a dance associated with bolero, and it's a popular ballroom dance.
We'll have to look up some videos of people boleroing.
Mm-hmm. The version of the Cuban bolero that is danced through the Latin dance world is usually under the misnomer of rumba. And this came about in the 1930s when a simple overall term was needed to market Cuban music to audiences unfamiliar with the various Cuban musical terms.
Huh.
Which is interesting. In Cuba, the bolero is usually written in 2-4 time, elsewhere in 4-4. The tempo for the dance is about 120 beats per minute. The music has a gentle Cuban rhythm related to a slow son, S-O-N, which is the reason it may be best described as a bolero son, Like some other Cuban dances, there are three steps to four beats, with the first step of a figure on the second beat, not the first. The slow over the two beats, four and one, is executed with a hip movement over the standing foot with no foot flick. Describing dancing is hard.
Yes, it is. I mean, I kind of understand what they're saying. So in the next paragraph, they're talking about an American rhythm, and they're talking about slow, quick, quick.
Right.
So it's like the three beats that you're dancing on, slow, quick, quick, over the four beats of the measure.
I see. So the slow is over beats four and one.
Yes.
So four, one, two, three.
Yeah.
Four,
step,
one,
step,
two,
step.
Three. Four. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No foot flick, though.
No foot flick.
Don't flick it.
Fuck that foot flick.
Okay. All right, let's find an example of a bolero song.
Preferably a Cuban bolero,
Cuban
I think.
Bolero.
Yes.
Our example is Tristezas.
Is that like sadness or something?
Sorrows.
Sorrows.
Yes. And it is by Pepe Sanchez.
Oh,
who
good.
We talked about.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it around 1885,
wow.
Although there are some discrepancies about the exact year. But it's considered by many experts to be the first ever bolero written.
Hmm.
It defined the classic bolero style. It's made up of two sections of 16 bars each, separated by an instrumental segment played with guitars.
Good.
And as you'll hear from this specific example we're playing, it's a trio called Trio Les Soles, who is singing in harmony and playing guitars and playing percussion and all that. So enjoy.
Seems like a lot of them are trios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tristezas me dan tus quejas, mujer. Profundo dolor, que dudes de mí. No hay prueba de amor que deje entrever cuánto sufro y padezco.
More information about boleros in an unlikely place.
Where'd you find it?
On the AARP website.
Boleros are still in, everyone.
So it's on the ARP website.
ARP.
If you don't know what ARP is, it's what is it? It's like the Association
American
for Aged
Association
and Retired,
of Retired people?
People or something.
Something like that.
Basically, it's for old people. I'm like, you know, it's like one of those things where, like, if you sign up for it, they send you a, like, refrigerated, like, pack for your medications and, like, things
yeah,
like
exactly.
that. So they have, in their arts and music section on the ARP website, they have 10 Latin ballads to make you swoon.
Mm-hmm.
Classic boleros celebrate the magic, mystery, and melodrama of love.
Ooh.
So this says that boleros
perfect
are...
Perfect for your nursing home tryst.
Yes, exactly. Boleros are eternal, says this article, with their tales of passion and falling outs. Boleros could easily be dismissed as cliche love songs, but they refuse to be so commonly treated. And they have remained captivating throughout the decades thanks to their Afro-Cuban roots, the rhythmic beats of percussion, the refined melodies of the piano or the requinto guitar,
mm-hmm.
the saxophones, trumpets, and trombones. The bolero was born in Cuba, grew up and worshipped in Mexico, and from there spread throughout all Latin America. So I must gotta put the ARP website on blast for just a moment. So they go through all these different songs and they say like why they're great, and they give like a little picture of the singer. But then ARP, you old person website, all the code is broken to actually watch or listen to the songs.
Aww.
So there's just big sections.
All these people looking up bolero will never hear it.
There are these just like big sections in the article where it's just like HTML code that isn't working, that didn't actually embed the YouTube video that they wanted to embed. So you have to go and look them all up. But in any case, so I'll just have to keep in mind that's similar to our mariachi song,
yes.
which are usually love songs.
Yeah.
And we managed to turn our topic, which was about a botanist, basically
horticulturist,
into a love song. So I'm just gonna have to keep that in mind, that it should either be about love or about loss of love.
Yeah exactly.
Romance.
Yes. Another popular bolero song that is actually Mexican, not Cuban, that you may have heard of is called Bésame Mucho, which means kiss me a lot.
It's so funny because if you sang kiss me a lot in English, that is not romantic.
No.
That's weird.
Not at all.
Kiss me a lot. Kiss me a lot. You're like, what?
What?
That's dumb.
I'm going to look up the lyrics to Tristezas.
Okay.
The lyrics of Tristezas in Google Translate are, sadness gives me your complaints, woman. Deep pain. What do you doubt about me? There is no proof of love that hint how much I suffer, and I suffer for you. Luck is adverse to me. It does not let me expand my passion. A kiss you gave me one day, I keep it in my heart.
Oh.
So something like that.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, I am suffering for love of you, basically.
Sadness gives me your complaints, woman.
All right. Well, I will try to do something even half as good as Sadness Gives Me Your Complaints, Woman.
That has to be such a good title.
So we should get our topic.
We should.
Yeah.
You are Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Talking in my sleep. Oh, no. Okay. Hold on. Let me think. I really wanted to be Moana.
I am not throwing away my shot. That's his alarm clock going off.
But I thought, because he always, he does so much, but what if he just wanted to be the voice of Moana? He really wanted to
That's
be
all
Moana.
He wanted. Yeah. He agreed to do the movie anyway.
Yeah. Oh my God. The wedding video?
The wedding video?
2003 film.
The Wedding Video is a mockumentary film in the genre of gay and lesbian comedy, starring, directed, and written by Norman Corby.
I've never heard of Norman Corby.
Me either. Filmed in 1998 and completed in 2001. It was not released until 2003.
Yikes, y'all.
By TLA Video. The film stars a variety of alum from various seasons of the reality television show The Real World. Within the context of the film, they ostensibly play themselves. However, their characters, as perceived by viewers of The Real World, are exaggerated, and various facts about their backgrounds and relationships with another are altered or made fictional. In fact, The Real World is never mentioned.
Okay, so it seems like this might be a good topic to do
so.
Something about romance or falling out.
I think so.
All right, let's figure out what the plot is about of The Wedding Video.
Yes.
The film centers around Norman, who is about to get married to his boyfriend Sky, played by Perry. But I thought they played themselves.
There's no Perry listed in
Brian Perry.
Where's? Oh, there he is. Brian Perry,
who was in this movie and I guess on The Real World and doesn't even have a Wikipedia article about him.
No.
Okay. Norm's parents do not approve of this, but give him $10,000 to use for the wedding. Where in 1998 could he go and get married?
Probably San Francisco. I don't know.
No, not
even.
Where
was it? No, not even. Where was it?
Canada? Legal? I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay. So his parents don't approve of his gay wedding, but they give him $10,000 to use. That's nice. Well, maybe not nice, but... Yeah. With this money, he hires Clint, played by
Clint Cowan. Okay. Also one of the writers and directors of the movie.
Okay. A professional wedding video director. Is that a thing?
No. There's videographers, but...
He sends Clint out to videotape some of his best friends.
This includes Julie, played by Julie Oliver.
Okay.
A naive country girl who is surprised to find out Norman is gay, and Heather, played by Heather B., a streetwise, egocentric African-American woman who doesn't really care either way.
Guys, this sounds so bad.
The three were once roommates in New York City. They lived on Gay Street.
Wait, stop. Hold the phone. These three people were roommates in New York City.
Julie, Norm, and Heather.
And one of them does not know that Norm is gay.
And they lived on Gay Street.
And they lived on Gay Street.
Good plot.
Do you think that like the Gay Street reveal is like the biggest gag
so
of the
funny.
Whole? Like so funny.
What
like,
if they live
gay.
On Gay Street?
He's gay and he lives on Gay Street. Oh my God. Anyway. Other guests include Norm's Minnesotan lumberjack cousin, Sean Duffy, and his conservative but open-minded wife, Rachel Campos, who is 8 months pregnant, promiscuous stripper Corey Murphy, Norm's college buddy Cyrus Yarborough,
and opinionated Eurotrash DJ Lars Schlichting.
The group ultimately converge in Norm's castle in Los Angeles, where pre-wedding festivities unfold.
Well, also, crises unfold
Good
when
brain.
The wedding planner Norm has hired discovers he is gay and backs out.
Aw, man.
When her assistant Biggins. Secretly continues the gig, the planner cancels all of their catering and florists, plural. Additionally, it becomes evident to everyone at the wedding that Skye has a female mistress.
What?
Corey reveals that Skye is also a gay porn star.
Ultimately, the wedding goes off mostly without a hitch. What?
Thanks in part to a Norman's obliviousness because he took ecstasy.
Guys.
And Clint edits the video down into a charming, if false, portrayal of a happy wedding.
Can we please see if we can find a trailer for this anywhere?
Well, I want to see if it's on Rotten Tomatoes
yeah.
to see what the rating is.
Yeah. So this sounds like a hot mess of a movie.
It's on Rotten Tomatoes, but it has no score from audience or critics. That few people have seen it.
I feel like we might be the first people to discover this movie. Okay, so let's see if we can find any clips of the wedding video that we can, so we can get, you know, just a good sense of it.
We found the trailer.
This movie was made for $18.
If that.
It's really confusing because the trailer like positions it as like kind of being self-aware of the real world thing. It's like, what if you were being filmed 24 hours a day and people weren't being polite, but they were being anything but real too? But it wasn't a TV network, it was an amateur. Yuck.
It looks like a home video gone wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also like the trailer was also literally nothing about like having a gay wedding and like the drama of somebody disapproving of a gay wedding and so like almost calling the wedding off. The whole trailer was basically about the concept of the movie.
Yeah. How are we going to write a bolero song about the wedding video?
Well, I think I just need to pick apart some of the relationships in here
sure.
a little bit better.
Sure.
I mean, especially this love triangle between like ecstasied out Norman,
yep.
his gay lover Skye, and
who's
Skye's
a porn star
mistress,
and also has a female mistress.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm gonna do a little bit more digging to see if I can come up with some more details on that. But I think I'm just gonna like pick a point of view in that love triangle.
Great,
and write a like romance.
And I'll find out more about common instrumentation in bolero.
Yeah.
Get a band together.
That sounds great.
Cool.
I have some things to tell you.
Okay. I'm surprised there's this much information about this movie online.
Oh, it's not the movie.
Oh.
It's related to the movie, though.
Okay.
Where might you have heard the name Sean Duffy before, aside from the cast of this movie?
Sean Duffy.
Yeah. Does it sound familiar?
It does sound familiar, but just as in like, oh, maybe that's an actor I've heard of, or I don't know.
Does it sound like a congressman from Wisconsin?
No, but is it?
Yep.
The same Sean Duffy?
The same Sean Duffy, who was on The Real World in 1997, is now the U.S. House of Representatives congressman from Wisconsin's 7th District.
I'm sad.
I know. So...
wow.
Here's how I found this, which is even a more buck wild little journey. You know, I like know the name Sean Duffy, but never in a million years did I think, oh, that's definitely the same guy.
No.
So I was looking for more videos on, you know, of like clips of this movie.
Yeah.
But what I found was a video called Sean Duffy Exposed. Parentheses, the wedding video 2003 and MTV Real World Boston 1997.
Okay.
Published in 2009 by an account called Dan Meikle for Congress.
Okay.
And this video is an insane explainer video of Sean's role in this movie.
Okay.
Basically saying this supposedly conservative GOP congressman clearly supports gay marriage because he was in this video where a gay guy gets married and he's like friends with him. So like, we definitely can't trust him to be a congressman.
Okay.
And this like goes against the teachings of the church and all this stuff. Yeah.
And then what's the clip from his appearance on Real World that's like damning or an expose?
Oh, no. It's just about it. It's
just
also
how
about
he
like,
was on it.
Yeah, okay. That he was on it. And the thing that I love most about this video is that so first of all, the comments are disabled.
Right.
Second of all, the description of this video is only, this is a replacement of a video that was recently removed by Norman Corpy, who claimed copyright infringement.
You get him, Norm.
So it's basically just like a PowerPoint. Like a PowerPoint presentation of claims with a like talk track over it.
Jeez.
It's really crazy.
Would someone opposed to gay marriage volunteer to star in a gay wedding video?
Yeah, is one of the questions that scrolls across the screen.
Oh, man.
Would you volunteer to play a part in a gay wedding video that promotes gay marriage if you were really opposed to legalizing gay marriage?
When was this video uploaded?
2009.
Oh, my God.
I know. I know. So
pick
this
your
man,
battles.
This man is in Congress right now.
Sean Duffy is in Congress.
Yep. Supported Donald Trump. And has been in office since 2011.
Great.
Yep. And he's still married to that Rachel Campos woman.
Really?
And they have 8 children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You did find some stuff.
Didn't I, though?
Wow.
I did not write lyrics.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Because this was so crazy. I just
had to follow that.
Yeah, I had to follow this trail. So anyway, now I will write lyrics, but I just had to share that.
That's fantastic.
Like, can you believe that a reality star from the real world is in Congress right now? I mean, I guess our president is also a freaking reality star.
So it's not that surprising.
Yeah, so like, what am I thinking? But just a little surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yep.
Well, I got my band together.
Tell me about your band.
So I want to go with a trio, a bolero trio. And usually that is 2 guitars, one a like smaller, higher pitched guitar doing sort of soloistic fills.
Is that the requinto guitar? Requinho guitar?
Something like that. I didn't look it up again.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Sorry.
It's a whittle guitar.
Put you on blast. Sorry.
And then there's a normal size guitar doing... just, you know, playing chords and rhythm in the background.
Playing normal size music.
Yeah, the guitarone, which is like the bass sounding guitar. And then percussion, we're just doing a shaker and congas and bongos.
Congas and bongos?
Yeah. And then there's the vocal trio. And usually it's like they'll sing certain parts in unison and then split off into harmony. And it's very like melodic and soothing and suave and romantic. And structurally, usually there's an intro with guitar playing like fills around a melody. And then the actual, you know, sung part of the song, and then a little instrumental interlude, and then another sung part of the song.
When you say fills around a melody, what do you mean exactly?
So say you are doing the melody to like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Fills around that melody would be like
Okay, sure.
That kind of stuff.
So just like floofy stuff.
Floofy stuff around the melody. Yeah. Okay. So we'll do that.
All right, sounds good.
It's very soothing.
Great. I will try to ignore everything I've just learned and write something soothing about this crazy movie.
Sounds good.
Okay. Lyrics.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So it was very hard for me not to do only about the congressman.
Yeah.
But I managed to resist, and I made it about the wedding video.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. So you have an A section and a B section.
Basically.
So I have like just lyrics that go with the A section and the B section.
Cool.
Not really like verse chorus or anything. Sure, like sure. That. So here we go. A nuptial weekend, the best of the season. Two friends are wedding, so pop the champagne. But the drama won't stop now. The ecstasy's popped now. The groom and the groom are fighting again. And then the B section. Who loves who? I haven't a clue. It seems things have changed and someone does porn. What's real and what's fiction? What's causing this friction? We'll have the video to watch in the morn.
That's great.
I'm just so confused by like how any of...
And someone does porn?
And someone does porn?
Oh,
the
man.
Question mark is very important in
yes,
the lyric.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So do you think you can make that work with what you have?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to have my trio sing porn romantically.
Yes. I think it's I think the meter is, luxurious enough.
Yeah.
That it can be like slow and.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have a title?
I think either Ecstasy's Popped Now or Someone Does Porn? Question mark.
I love Someone Does Porn.
Yes.
That's the title.
So anything else you want to say about the song or the structure or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, great.
I think I pretty much talked about it.
Okay, so this is Someone Does Porn?
A bolero song?
About the wedding video movie?
By Shannon and Scott?
A nuptial weekend, the best of the season. Two friends are wedding, so pop the champagne. The drama won't stop now, the ecstasy's popped now. The groom and the groom are fighting again. Who loves who? I haven't a clue. It seems things have changed. And someone does porn. What's real and what's fiction? What's causing this friction? We'll have the video to watch in the morn.
The demon choir of Scott's returns.
This is a very relaxing demon.
Yeah, it was like demons at the spa.
Demons at the spa. I love that.
That was really good.
That was fun.
Yeah. I'm into bolero.
Who isn't?
Who knew?
Does that mean you should join AARP?
I guess I should.
They got you.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
They lure you in with the relaxing music.
Side note about AARP that I forgot to mention. if you follow Jimmy Buffett on Instagram, he often posts pictures and videos of him surfing and always does the hashtag you don't know AARP.
Really?
Whenever he's like surfing. Because he's 70.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, is he doing it as a joke or is he doing it because he like is their spokesperson?
No, just as a joke.
Okay. Yeah, that's their whole campaign is like, if you think blah, 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 you don't know ARP.
You don't know ARP. Yeah. So he's like surfing. He's like, you don't know ARP. You don't know ARP.
That's great.
Yeah.
We also looked up Roomba dancing, which is not a Roomba.
Yeah, not the robots.
Dancing, though that would also be very good.
Yeah. Look that up. There's probably a Roomba doing the Roomba.
Oh, could we though?
Let's look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, there's videos of people doing Roomba with Roomba.
Yeah, Roomba with the Roomba. 12,000 views. Oh my God.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So it exists. Of course it exists. We thought of it, so the internet already had it, of course.
Of course.
Lots of people doing Roomba death matches I just saw.
Like battle bots with Roombas.
The slowest battle bots ever with perfectly smooth round little robots. Yep. So not quite as exciting. Umba. That was really fun.
I want to see this movie. Well, I don't, but I do.
Yeah.
But I don't, but I do.
I want to see this movie in the same way that I like watching, like, The Room.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to hate watch it.
Yeah,
watch
I want to hate.
For having it be so bad, it's good.
Yeah, and I want to be, like, drinking and having it on in the background.
Sure.
You know? Like, I don't want to
maybe
be, like.
Maybe we can make that happen someday.
I'm sure we could. I don't want to be paying attention to it, is what I'm saying.
But I want to find out, like, the twists. Like, I want to watch it.
You want to find out who does porn?
Yeah. I want to watch it with, like, timestamps like, when I should pay attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or just, like, a
plot
smash
point.
Cut of the most interesting parts of the movie.
Like a cue to cue of the movie.
Exactly.
Is what you want. A plot cue to cue. That would be so useful. Like, can you imagine if somebody made a service where it was like, here's all the important plot points of a movie?
Well, Shannon, it exists.
What do you mean?
There's an app that tells you when it's safe to go to the bathroom during a movie.
Yeah, so Run Pee, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you won't miss anything important.
Well, there's that, but like, it's not like you can't get like a, you can't get like an abridged version of the movie that's just the important parts, can you?
Like a plot summary that also lists timestamps of when those things happen?
No, like I'm talking about an actual video of the movie with all the unimportant things cut out of it.
Oh, so like a half hour long version of The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's like, like what were those books? Did you ever read those books when you were little? It was like abridged classics or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like Moby Dick and like The Three Musketeers and The Time Machine. Which I didn't know were abridged, and I read them like as a child,
I
was like, I've definitely read Moby Dick. And then like we read Moby Dick in 11th grade, and I was like, oh my God, I did not read Moby Dick. But honestly, the abridged classics version was way better because I cut out all the bullshit about whale anatomy.
Yeah, there you go.
Like seriously, a third of Moby Dick is just about whaling, but like in a very technical way.
Well, so is the wedding video.
We just don't know it because we haven't seen. Yeah, it's just about whaling.
You can't tell me it's not about whaling.
I can't. You are correct. I can't tell you it's not about whaling. It's just about porn, but in really technical, boring detail.
Yes.
Yeah, not anything exciting or sexy. this is a great episode.
If we ever watch the movie, we will definitely let you all know.
Yes, and we should tweet the weird trailer that we found that was more about the concept of the movie
definitely
than the movie.
Definitely.
Where can you go to find our tweets?
You can go to Twitter and look up at Song Salad Cast.
Yep.
You can also go to our website, songsaladpodcast.com, which has links to our Twitter, our Facebook, our email, our Patreon, all the above.
And thank you to everyone who is a Patreon donor. We so appreciate it. We will be buying some advertisements soon. Thank you. Thanks to your contributions. And it really means a lot to us to know that you enjoy what we do and that you believe in us enough to give us your hard-earned cash.
And thank you for just sharing us with your friends and promoting us via word of mouth, which is the best way for us to get noticed.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
That is what we are attempting to do, is grow our audience, and you're the most important part of that. So thanks.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
doing porn.
Not together.
No.
One, two, three,
or separately, five. Honestly.
No.
No.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Don't look that up.
Black. I've blacked myself out.